This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, everyone. Do you wish you were somewhere sunny, but are dealing with another crazy spring? There's a solution to get that feeling. I'm grabbing a Hawaiian Breeze 5-Hour Energy and escaping there in my mind. Sports fans, ever stay up late for the game and drag the next day? A 5-Hour Energy shot will fix that no problem. 5-Hour Energy's website has tons of flavors, over 15 to choose from. Watermelon, Tropical Burst, Blue Raspberry, and even hard-to-find ones like Strawberry Lemonade and Extra Strength Fan Fuel. There's a flavor for everyone. You can even build your own 12 or 24-pack and have it delivered. Or grab a shot at your local store. They're everywhere. And it's basketball season. My schedule is packed, and I don't want to miss a second, so I grab a 5-Hour Energy shot. They're perfect for back-to-back games or when my team plays late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going through the game and the next morning. Visit 5hourenergy.com for deals and to stock up before tip-off.
When you get a cancer diagnosis, your world stops. But not Fox Chase Cancer Center. When the science moves quickly, we move quicker. Because cancer is all we do. From the molecular level to the human level, we stay focused on your unique cancer. Not just following the science, but discovering new paths forward. Giving you a head start on better outcomes. Learn more at foxchase.org/where you start. Because where you start matters.
Sullivan Super Service Fan Hotline, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. What's cooking? Brought to you by your local Geico rep, Tim Hester.
Thank you, Mr. Hester.
Very kindly. And social media's biggest loser, Malzi, is brought to you by Awaken 180. Visit them at awaken180weightloss.com, and that's a compliment to Malzi. Like Donnie, he has shed pounds and looks great through Awaken 180, and we commend him for that.
He does look wonderful.
Thank you, Limits. I'll pass that along to him. The 50-minute mark on the fan brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. I have shamed Josh Roundtree's boss into letting him out of work early so he can play golf with me. I'm very excited about that. And there's also breaking news here. In addition to Aaron Rodgers visiting the Steelers, the Ole Miss sports information guys, Brad and Tyler, I started this a week ago asking if I could talk to Lane Kiffin or Charlie Weiss's kid, who's the quarterback coach and the offensive coordinator at Ole Miss, about Jackson Dart. And they were seemingly ignoring me, Limits, day after day, just blatantly not saying yes, not saying no, just no reply. So this became my life mission. And I told you from now until I'm 90 years old, I was going to email both of them every day. Well, Brad got back to me and says, hey, Joe, we have a long waiting list for coach and not a lot of availability right now. We will let you know if we can find a time soon. Thanks, Brad.
Wow.
Is that a Belfont snorkel? A gentle snorkel, isn't it?
That is a, we have no interest in putting you near the top of our list, so call back in a month.
So I replied, as you knew I would, right? And said, thank you, Brad. Coach Weiss would be great as an alternative. He still didn't answer. I said, if not Kiffin, then Weiss.
When did he respond to you? In the last 10 minutes or so?
Yeah.
Maybe he'll answer that, considering you guys just spoke or emailed back and forth.
No, it would appear that he didn't even really read the email. I wasn't just talking about Coach. I was talking about Coach or Coach Weiss, either one of them. So that story still has some chapters to be written.
Fascinating.
And I ain't backing down, as you know.
No, not at all. The savvy old news hound will get this interview one way or another.
Or he'll die trying. So what
sure.
What a week this has been. What's the score on the
Robert
Morris
game? It's a great Drake song that just came out.
Is it?
And Drake beat Missouri last night. That's the only victory for Drake in the last couple of months, it seems.
What's the score in Robert Morris?
That was a Drake Kendrick Lamar joke. It's a 5-point game, I think it is, at halftime now.
That's great. They look like they have a really good chance to cover, correct? What is
yeah.
it, 21.5
21.5. It is 40-36, so a 4-point game at halftime.
All right. Aaron Rodgers has visited the Steelers. Do you think Artie was there? Artie, Mike?
It said Mike and Omar Khan, according to Jerry Dulac.
Mike and Omar Khan.
So it was Artie there? I'm going to imagine, yeah. He probably was not high enough on the priorities list to include in a tweet.
If he was there, did he bring Cordarrelle Patterson to help make the pitch?
There's no snow to be shoveling right now, so Cordarrelle probably has some free time right now. He's not
Aaron,
preoccupied.
Listen, I know you're probably deciding between a couple different teams. Just so you know, we have a whole page of Cordarrelle Patterson plays in this book, if that entices you to come here.
What if Aaron right now is currently in like an Uber or a Lyft, and he's getting a ride back to the airport?
What if he's listening to the show?
And he's listening to the show right now.
That has already occurred to me as I'm speaking. I will say I do like the fact that he went on his ayahuasca retreats. I thought that was interesting.
Yes. Straight out of the darkness.
I do like that.
Do you?
Yeah, I respect that.
Four nights of complete darkness.
I do too. And if Aaron is listening, Aaron, I'm your biggest advocate in the city. I want you here. Sign.
No, it's
please.
Bob Pompiani is his biggest advocate.
Bob has started to soften on that to go for Jackson Dart in the first round.
Well, we've had a number of, I think, tweets. Jeremy Fowler reporting that he thinks that this, you know, is more of an indication that the Steelers could go quarterback early this year or next year. This is all coming up Jackson Dart in the end. And I'm serious when I say if that's the design here, you bring in another aging quarterback to try to win you a playoff game. Oh, strike that, to try to be competitive for once in a playoff game. Okay, if that means you draft Jackson Dart, great. I'm on board, so to speak. I'm in. I'm all in on Dart.
I'm in on the second part of that sentence. 2026. Don't reach. Don't reach for a quarterback. It's like me when I'm playing defense and I'm in grade school or high school. Don't reach. Don't reach. Don't reach in at the ball.
Well, how do you
don't
know,
poke in. Don't reach.
How do you know they won't be reaching next year?
Well, because, I mean, depending on what happens to the quarterback situation this year, or if they're more aggressive in trying to trade up. I mean, and Fowler seemed pretty staunch in that opinion. They're going to try to get one either this year or next year.
Yeah.
If they don't like this year's guys, then they're going to move up next year, I think, and use some draft capital to do it.
Well, then you are, and I are kind of thinking along the same line in that, hey, if Aaron Rodgers is just to wait to the next guy, fine. But he is not the guy to take the Steelers to the next level here.
No.
I'm sorry, he's not. I hope I'm wrong. It would be fun. This is all very good for business. It really is. I mean, can you imagine the stories? The daily stories with Aaron Rodgers?
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It is a bridge quarterback, but there would be multiple bridges that would be built to daily stories over troubled waters. I mean, that's for sure. What does he say on McAfee every day? Is he calling out George Pickens? Is he able to audible at the line of scrimmage? What's his relationship like with Artie Smith? Are him and Mike Tomlin still winking at each other? There's all kinds of things that would come about from this.
I know. This is absolutely, I think, a Tomlin production. It's like anything else. I remember asking Tomlin one year, do you get last word on draft picks? Knowing already that he does, but they never say it. You know what I mean? They gave Chuck Knoll that, and they haven't taken it away since. We all know that they're a coach-centric organization. And his answer was, he said, I am responsible in the end, but we all come to a consensus. No, we don't. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We all have, if you and I are drafting a fantasy quarterback, for God's sakes, if you had four people in the room, we're going to have four opinions. It's very rare that two people are going to look at an athlete or rate athletes and have the exact same opinion. It's just, it would be rare. Now, yeah, I can say, okay, well, you have last word. I can see where you're coming from. Let's go with that guy. My point being, I wonder what the opinions in that building are about Aaron Rodgers. I wonder what Art really thinks.
Probably split.
I wonder what Omar really thinks. I wonder what Andy Weidel thinks. I wonder what Artie thinks. And Mike. I think we know what Mike thinks.
Seems like Mike is completely on board with this. Especially if they're
Mike's
meeting
driving
at the facility.
The train.
Yeah, he's the guy.
Completely on board. He is the board.
He is the conductor to the Aaron Rodgers train as you are to Jackson Dart.
Yeah, it's everybody else who has to jump on board. And I imagine if Art had really strong reservations, and how could he at this point? I mean, what's the difference? To me, there's no difference between Russell Wilson and Aaron Rodgers at this stage of their career. Go look at the numbers from last year. I think you'd get the exact same production. I actually think if you had Mason Rudolph and Aaron Rodgers and gave them the exact same number of attempts and all that, it would be very similar. I do. I just think this guy's way on the downside here. I thought the numbers were a little bit deceiving last year, the 28 touchdowns. He was kind of like Russell. He was kind of like the Steelers in that he did almost all his damage against bad teams. And when he faced the good teams, it sometimes got ugly. Twice the Patriots, twice the Dolphins, Jacksonville, Indy. He did have a good game against Houston, but then against good teams, man, it went south in a hurry. So do you think this will be done by Monday? You think Rodgers is coming here?
I think he's going to sign on Monday. I don't think we're going to find out over the weekend.
Do you think Mulsey will be there for the signing?
No.
Me neither. I think also that he's going to sign here now. I do. He may be checking in with the Giants even as we speak.
Probably calling the Vikings back again.
And I think Russell Wilson is the next domino. And I think it's become pretty clear over time here that when Art said, yeah, our preference and priority is either Fields or Wilson, he was just saying that so that Justin Fields would think there was competition here and he better sign, and he better sign for the Steelers' price. And we all know that didn't happen. So is this choice two, three? I don't know. How much interest in Sam Darnold was there? I think Sam Darnold would actually put up better Rodgers than numbers. Than numbers? Why did I say that?
I don't know.
I'm tired.
Yeah.
Happy birthday, Limits.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it, Joe.
You're a great man. I love working with you. I hope you have fun at Crowley's party. I'm a little bit bitter at Crowley, I have to tell you.
I know.
It was a pity invite. But I hope you have fun. And I hope you have fun at Archie's. I hope you have fun with your relatives. And then later on tonight with your friends. Be careful out there. Enjoy yourself. You're only 24 once. You're a good man, my friend.
You are as well. And I love working with you, Joe, and I appreciate all you do for me. Looking forward to having a great birthday.
See you, buddy.
See ya.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapper jacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Kickstart your new year with a rewarding career at the HK Group. HK is the leader in heavy construction and contractor site materials with over 80 locations across Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Delaware. HK offers a wide range of opportunities, including heavy equipment operators, CDL drivers, mechanics, site supervisors, engineers, and project managers. 100% paid benefits designed to promote healthy living, financial stability, and career growth. The HK Group does not discriminate. Apply today at hkgroup.com. It's your future opportunity.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.